This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sweden's government announced Sunday its foreign minister will make the first official visit to Israel in a decade, following 7 years of rocky ties after Stockholm recognized Palestine. She will meet on Monday with her counterpart Yair Lapid, as well as Israel President Isaac Herzog. The thaw in relations apparently does not call into question Sweden's recognition of Palestine, which the minister will also visit. About 140 countries have already recognized the Palestinian state, including 8 in the European Union. Venezuela's socialist government said it would suspend negotiations with its opponents in retaliation for the extradition to the U.S. of a close ally of President Nicolas Maduro to face money laundering charges. The announcement coming after businessman Alex Saab was placed on a U.S.-bound plane in Cape Verde after a six-month fight by Maduro and allies, including Russia, who consider the Colombian-born businessman a Venezuelan diplomat. Six American oil executives held on house arrest were picked up by security forces in what may be a sign that relations between Washington and Caracas could be upended after months of quiet diplomacy since U.S. President Joe Biden entered the White House. A group of 17 U.S. missionaries, including children, have been kidnapped by a gang in Haiti, according to a message sent to various religious missions by an organization with direct knowledge of the incident. The message from Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries said the missionaries were on their way home from building an orphanage in Haiti. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The father of a man held for the fatal stabbing of a British lawmaker during a meeting with local voters told media he was shocked and traumatized by his son's arrest as police continued questioning the suspect under terrorism laws. Harvey Ali Kalain, a former advisor to Somalia's prime minister, said counterterrorism police had visited him, according to the Sunday Times. British authorities have not released the name of the suspect in the fatal stabbing of 69-year-old conservative lawmaker David Amos Friday, but British media reported the suspect was Ali Habri Ali, a 25-year-old believed to be a British citizen with Somali heritage. Amos, a long-serving lawmaker, was attacked during a regular meeting with his constituents at a church east of London. The Metropolitan Police has described the attack as terrorism and said early investigations suggest, quote, a potential motivation linked to Islamist extremism. The Grand Mosque in the Muslim holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia operated at full capacity Sunday, with worshippers praying shoulder to shoulder for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic began. Workers removed floor markings that guide people to social distance in and around the Grand Mosque. Pictures and footage on Sunday morning showed people praying side by side, making straight rows of worshipers that are formations revered and performing Muslim prayers, the first time that's been seen since the COVID-19 pandemic took hold last year. While social distancing measures were lifted, the authorities said visitors must be fully vaccinated against coronavirus and must continue to wear masks on mosque grounds. Saudi Arabia announced in August it will begin accepting vaccinated foreigners wanting to make the pilgrimage. Australian officials on Sunday said restrictions in Melbourne are set to lift this week. Melbourne is the world's most locked down city, clocking nearly 9 months under hard stay-at-home orders for the city's 5 million people. But while coronavirus cases keep rising in Victoria State, of which Melbourne is the capital, double vaccination rate for the population is set to reach 70% this week, allowing for the ease in restrictions. Premier Dan Andrews delivered the good news on Sunday, saying, quote, today is a day where Victorians can be very proud of what they have achieved, but just as we have vaccinated in record numbers and in record time, all of us know that this is not over yet. There's still a little way to go, and we've just got to see this thing through, push on, push through, get vaccinated. Find more on the VOA mobile app or at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.